Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass series 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we have gathered over 30 experts who are going to support you in learning how to master your time, mindset, and energy around money so that you can create an epic life and business. And I'm super excited to bring our guest to you today because she's going to give you some exquisite information that she would have given her younger self about money. So who wouldn't like to give advice to the younger self? It's going to be brilliant. I cannot wait. Karen Offord is the Love the Life You Live coach, helping women around the world discover how beautiful, amazing, capable, and worthy they are, and to create the life they love. Karen is the author of Dare to Dream, Your Journey of a Lifetime, published by Balboa Press, a division of Hay House, and founder of the Facebook group Personal Development for Women, Awaken Your Best Self, with over 8,000 members from around the world. Karen is a happy, loving, determined woman, mother of two wonderful boys, and a partner to an amazing man, aka her soulmate. Welcome, Karen. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, hi, Diane. Thank you. It's just, I feel very humbled and honored, actually, to be here with you today. So thank you.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about why you created this group that you've got going that's got such a wide membership, and what it is that you teach women to do, and what that has to do with money, and what you would tell your younger self. Like, how did that all come together?
I think that, you know, the things that we experience in life, the hard lessons that we face and the things that we have to go through are the things that we then are able to go out and teach and actually really want to teach because we've been through it. We understand the struggles and, sort of become experts, I suppose, in that area. And, you know, with this deep desire of wanting to go out and help others that they don't have to go through the struggle, or maybe just not go through it, but not as severe, and to be able to get through it quicker and really get to a place where they actually really do love their lives. They really do love and embrace themselves and open themselves up, you know, to a world of abundance in so many ways. So, whether it's love or money.
Life means loving yourself first, and that's how you would attract abundance, correct?
Look, everything starts with you. Absolutely. So, yeah, definitely. I created the group. Sorry?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I created the group really as an extension of the work that I do one-on-one.
Okay.
It just gave me a beautiful space, a safe space to really be able to share with these women everything that I've learned, and also a place for them to be able to share, because we have a lot of experts in my group too, and, you know, even just a lot of women that aren't, you know, on a professional level teaching other women, but, you know, they have so many beautiful experiences and stories and, things that help them that they share with everyone in the group. And I really encourage that, and I love that, you know. So, it's been going for almost 2 years now.
Fantastic. So I know before we started the recording, you were telling me that you thought you would give the viewers the information that you would give your younger self about money. And I would love to hear those strategies or those tips, whatever it is that you would tell yourself, because clearly you're in a different space now than you were when you were younger. So we'd love to learn from you.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. Well, you know, I sort of thought what I would share, and I came up with this, you know, like what I would want to have told myself when I was younger, you know. And basically there was three things. And the first thing was really to let go of everything that you've heard and all you believe to be true about money. All those thoughts and beliefs that come from early on in life based on the opinions, ideas, and actions of others. So the negative, doubtful, fearful responses to money. And let's be really honest here, that you took on board, that you gave meaning to and residency in your mind. And it could be things like, there's a million things, you know, but money doesn't grow on trees, or you have to work really hard and maybe you'll make ends meet, or, you know, even money is evil, or it's just a means for survival. You know, so these are the beliefs and experiences of our parents and authority figures, you know, but it's what they knew at the time, what they believed to be true at the time. And it never had to become yours or mine or ours, our beliefs and thoughts about money. But, you know, for so many people, that's what happens, and it's normal, but it doesn't have to be your money story. So you don't have to carry it with you. So that would be the first thing that I would tell myself, to forget everything that you ever heard and believed about money.
Right.
The second point would be to really go out there and find those who inspire you, those that walk their talk, where money isn't a negative or a stressful thought. It's just an energy exchange of giving and receiving with, you know, that deep belief and knowing that there's an abundance out there, you know, an abundance for everybody. You know, we can learn so much from these people, where we can try, apply and integrate their way of thinking about money, but, you know, from our own, or in our own uniqueness, and from our own, based on our own desires.
Right.
You know, I think there's so many amazing, inspiring past and present people out there who are doing what you want, who are creating what you want, who are teaching what you want effortlessly, because, you know, they too had to learn and apply what is now just their way of being.
Right.
And I would say that this goes for everything in life, you know, to find those who inspire you, whether we're talking about relationships or money or careers or even just being a better parent. You know, being a better friend or a mentor, you know, is really to find the ones that inspire you.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
And what about number three?
Yeah. The third thing that I would tell myself is really to acknowledge my previous money story and to be okay with it. And just acknowledging the fact that that's all I knew at the time too. You know, I would tell myself that you're deserving of abundance. Why wouldn't you be? You know, you're allowed to have these beautiful big dreams and desires for your life. You know, I would say, like, why would someone else deserve it and not you? You know, and again, these are the thoughts, the doubts, the lacks that are based on previous beliefs that we've taken on board and given meaning to, you know, creating those unhelpful, self-sabotaging and harsh thoughts and judgments about ourselves that really eat away at our self-worth. You know, I was thinking about that. Most of my work is to do with relationships, and essentially it's the relationship you have with yourself. That's the foundation of the work that I do. Because like I said in the beginning, you know, everything begins with you.
Right.
And, you know, if you think about our girlfriends and things and our chats, you know, we can so easily say you deserve so much love. You know, you don't accept anything less. You know, it's out there waiting for you. You just have to be open to receiving it.
Right.
You know, well, money's no different. You know, I see both of them as a beautiful flow and exchange of giving and receiving. And, you know, neither love or money is limited.
Right.
Just a few,
right?
You know, and we should be able to learn how to give and receive it freely, without fear of losing it, without self-sabotaging its chances by closing ourselves off and being stuck in these limiting stories. You know, and I know that I've gotten a bit of the shivers here. I'm a bit chilly. I know that this is just really skimming the surface, because there's a lot of deep work involved in that, because we have to be able to really go within and face ourselves to see what we could do differently, what we could change, what we could learn, what we could apply.
Right.
And all of that in alignment of our goals and goals and desires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, we really need to also get clear on what they are.
Right.
And I would add, just for that last point too, that one of the things that I do teach and encourage is building personal resilience, because, you know, if something doesn't go to plan, and it quite often happens, you know, when we have that resilience, we have the strength, the belief, the ability to respond, to be able to work through whatever it is that comes up and to be able to find a new path, but to the same goal, you know, just another way. Yeah.
So what kind of tips and strategies do you have that you were going to share that are linked to these things that you would tell your younger self?
Okay, so because we can't go back in time, you know, we can only start from now. You know, now is all we've got. And, you know, I often say it's the only place where change can occur and miracles can happen. So the first tip would be to really look at your money story and your beliefs. To look at them and ask, where did they come from? Who did you listen to? And then with the greatest of love, let them go and realize, you know, these aren't your beliefs. They're merely ideas, thoughts and opinions and experiences that you've taken on board from others who were only doing what they knew at the time as well, you know, based on their previous experience and contact with money and who they listened to. So for the first tip, you know, to acknowledge it, to accept it, to be okay with it and to let it go. You know, why hold on to something that doesn't serve you, to something that limits you? And to wrap that one up, to really start to get excited about letting it go, to get excited about the change that's coming and that you're able to now open yourself up to what will serve you, to what will give you the abundance that you desire and deserve. So, journaling for any of these things is brilliant. Sitting in meditation or journaling is a really good way to get your thoughts out there, to sit with those thoughts, to even in meditation put it out there and ask for guidance, you know, is a beautiful thing. And I believe it always comes when we're open, you know, and we listen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What about your next tip?
All right, so the second one is to find your mentor. You know, who is someone out there who lives the way that you dream of living, who does what you dream of doing, who's a beautiful example of the abundance and flow of money from, you know, a spiritual, loving, giving and receiving energy, you know, because we are so blessed to have an abundance of resources and people out there that really can show us the way. And no doubt you have got a lot of them here. On your show, which is awesome. He will cover all sorts of different ways and tools and tips, and that's beautiful. To go out there and find your mentor. And you know what, whether you want to learn how to save money, how to pay off debt, how to invest, how to start an abundant, successful business, you know, there's people out there that are doing it every day that we can learn from. So that's my second one. And my last one is number three is to reprogram your mind. And this obviously is a tough one, but just like we reprogram a computer that has a virus, is not doing what it was created to do and be, we can certainly reprogram our minds and change that frequency to one of abundance and really open ourselves up to receiving. So, we do this by repetition, the journaling, by getting really clear on what it is that we actually do want, and then start to rebuild those beliefs. And what happens is the more that you do it, the more results you see, the more you reinforce the new belief that you can, that you are worthy. You know, one thing I always like to say is that, remember, you learnt all these limiting beliefs, all these things that held you back. You know, you learnt them, you took them all on board. So you absolutely can relearn and replace, the things that are positive and productive and beneficial for you. My very first coach a very long time ago said to me, everything begins with a vision of something better.
Right.
So, so it's a beautiful place to start, is to really be able to sit down and get in tune. Is what do you want? You know, how do you want to be, feel, live? You know, so... yeah, that would be my three tips. But I would add one more thing. Yep. A big focus in my work is gratitude. You know, I say it's one of the most powerful ways to transform your life. You know, so we really need to be able to find gratitude in our past for the lessons that we've learned, for the journey that we've been on, and you know how it's led us to where we are today. Stronger, ready, excited, able, open to really bring about the change that we desire. So, yeah, that would be.
I love that. It's one of my favorite things, and Sharina and I talk about it as well. It's being grateful for where you are so you know where you're going.
Yeah.
You know, and I think one of the things I wanted to ask for a moment is when we look back and we recognize what we've done and how we get to shift now into our reprogramming our mind, it's really important to stay out of judgment of how we have done things, correct?
Yes. That's what I was saying in one of the points, to be able to acknowledge it, to accept it, to embrace it. It's all you knew at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to highlight that it's like no judgment. We only can do as much as we can with the information we have. Now we have the information, we can do something different.
Absolutely.
I love it. This is like action-packed, concise, perfect. I loved it. And you have a free gift for our audience as well, I hear.
Oh, I do. Thank you. You know, as the Love the Life You Live coach, I'm just offering, there'll be a link, I imagine, here somewhere.
Yep, there'll be a link in the video.
Whoever would like to can click on that and have a 45-minute free coaching session with me. So, it's a call that will really be beneficial, it's all about you or them, their life, their desires, their goals, you know, what it is that they want to achieve and where they want to go. So,
super generous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for taking time with me today. I really appreciate you taking the time and letting us figure out the technology so we could both be on camera.
Yeah, thank you.
Patience is virtue.
We love it. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you again for taking the time with me today, Karen. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And for all of you watching, Sharina and I would love to hear what the biggest nugget you took, the biggest takeaway from what Karen shared. Send us an email and let us know so we can pass it on to Karen and let her know the impact that she's having on you. And otherwise, I will see you tomorrow in your email inbox with another couple of experts who are going to help you master your time, your mindset, and your energy to help you create an epic life and business. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.